Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, listeners of Social Geek Radio. My name is Meg Roberts. I'm the president of Molly Made International, and I'm excited to introduce to you today Dev Evans and Jack Monson, the hosts of Social Geek Radio.
Hello there, Social Geek Radio listeners. This is Deb Evans.
And hi, geeks. This is Jack Monson coming to you live tonight from Minneapolis, Minnesota. How are you, Deb?
I'm doing well. So, Mr. Munson, what are you doing in Minneapolis, Minnesota tonight?
I had the absolute pleasure of joining the Franchise Business Network of the Twin Cities. Today was the quarterly or so luncheon. Great topic today, great turnout, a lot of franchisors. And other people associated with the franchise industry came on out today for a discussion of data and security. So there was some pretty interesting stories and a lot of best practices shared by some of the legal folks and some of the big franchise systems based here. And we also had a nice presentation and sort of a state of the union from Steve Caldera and Matt Haller from the IFA. So they shared some great info on just some updated statistics on what's happening in franchising for the folks here. And we've been tweeting a little bit about it today, but I think the most impressive thing, and maybe some of you guys have seen this on the Smart Brief or some of the other IFA materials, but you know, just looking at the numbers so far for the past few years, franchising in jobs growth outpacing, you know, every other part of the U.S. economy. So it feels like there's a nice, sunny, optimistic side to all of this that that everyone was quite pleased to hear about today at the Minnesota Franchise Business Network. So thanks to all of those folks for putting it on.
Yeah, the FBNs and the Women in Franchising and all these networks, they have been really busy already for just the first months of the year. There was one out in the West Coast the other day, too. And then, of course, we talked last week about the upcoming Franchise Business Association luncheon that we will be panel members of. But really good to see it, all of this activity.
Yeah, I can't believe that it's still only January. Are you kidding me? So, and things really fire up next month with all of these events in February, kicking things off in Houston, and that's what we're going to speak mostly about tonight is some of these great events in Houston, including the Franchise Expo South. Joining us tonight is CEO of Franchise Foundry, who will be presenting at the Franchise Expo South, Mr. Paul Segreto. How you doing, Paul?
Hey, Jack. Hey, Deb. Long time no speak to.
Yeah, been a couple hours there. So you are going to speak at the Franchise Expo, but you're also going to share some of what we are doing on Franchise Foundry with accelerated digital strategies and franchising. So if I were to say, hey, Paul, how important is social media in franchising today? How would you answer
it's
that?
It's absolutely essential, but don't just look at it as a tool for marketing. It really is should be looked at much like the phone is looked at in a business today. It's a communications tool. It's a way to share information. It's a way to communicate. It's a way to educate. It's used in a lot of different ways. And, of course, you know, social media reaches a lot further than just, you know, what people refer to as the big three, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. As you know, at Accelerated Digital Strategies, a franchise company, you know, a franchise foundry company, we've been developing a line of digital audits, and we look at, you know, specific things beyond the big three. We look at Instagram. We're looking at Snapchat. We're looking at blogs. We're looking at, you know, Pinterest. We're looking at a lot of different things that are relevant to most brands. And then, of course, there are even things that are only relevant to some. We get into, you know, podcasts and what have you. It's not right for everybody. But the bottom line is this is absolutely, you know, changing the way, you know, businesses do business. And we're only scratching the surface.
At the Franchise Expo South, you'll be a part of a panel discussion going really deep into social media. Give us kind of an overview of what you guys are going to be talking about at the Expo.
Yeah, it's a great event. We do it at every one of the expos. I think this might be the seventh or eighth expo that I've been involved in, but Lee Plave of Plave Cook is the sponsor, and he's been doing it for many years. And Therese Huska from Michael Seiden Associates is on the panel with us. And it's part of the symposium, and it's 3.5 hours. And it's called Web 2.0 Data Plus Social Networking in Franchising. And, you know, a big part of it is exactly what you mentioned just earlier, Jack, about the topic in Minnesota today. You know, it's about data and the data breaches and securing data and protecting data and all the responsibilities and obligations that franchisors and franchisees alike have. And of course, it's hard to find a day going by where we don't hear of a big brand, and it seems more often than not lately, that brand is a franchise brand that has had some type of data breach. So Lee really dives down into it. It's a great topic for franchisors and would-be franchisors. And then about an hour and a half into it, I'll do about an hour on utilizing social media effectively within a franchise system, and we'll talk about a lot of the pros and cons and do's and don'ts, as well as the benefits that come by using it effectively. And then Therese Huska wraps it up by talking about the digital technology and how it helps franchise development. So 3.5 hours just packed full of information. We usually have a packed room, and it's a very interesting topic, but probably more important, it just keeps evolving from one expo to the next, even if it's just a couple of months later. We're adding to it, deleting stuff out of it. So even if you sat through this presentation once, it's worth doing again.
What would you say are some of the newer things that maybe for some of the folks that were at one of the expos last year, have you added new things for, you know, I don't know if it's mobile or Pinterest or you know, some of the other things that more franchisors have really jumped on in the past 3 to 6 months, let's say. What would be some of the newer things?
Yeah, from my standpoint, it's definitely adding more focus on Pinterest, more focus on Instagram, but especially more focus on podcasting and integrated, you know, franchise marketing that ties it all together. Too many times, too often than not, definitely, an organization goes in one direction, very lineal with their efforts, and they go from point A to point B without realizing that they could really touch, you know, their target audience, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9 times almost simultaneously for just a little bit extra effort by tying in some of these other platforms and mediums. So really the thing that keeps evolving and being added to is really this concept of integrated franchise marketing.
And you mentioned when one of the things that you and your team are doing, and I would assume this would be part of what you're sharing at the expo, is the audit and really taking a deep dive into a franchise system's social media presence. What are some of the first things you look at? Are you looking at overall numbers, or are you looking at at the content that the franchisor is putting out, or what's really sort of the first thing you take a peek at?
Well, first of all, it's more than a social media audit. It really is a digital audit.
You're looking at websites and all of that stuff too.
Right. Yeah. Okay. We're looking at websites. We're looking at the consumer-facing website. We're looking at the franchise candidate-facing website. We're looking at blogs. We're looking at, how links are built into blogs. We're even looking at newsletters that might be going out to see how it integrates with social media. The surprising thing is how many times we find links that aren't even working, that are absolutely broken. It's much more than that. And in addition to that, besides just looking at numbers, we're looking at interaction. We're looking at engagement. We're looking at community building, which is absolutely paramount and too often missed. And then, of course, we look at how it's all being integrated together. Are they utilizing, three or four or five platforms, simultaneously to really extend that reach?
One of the things that I like looking at is the face of the franchise brand. How is the CEO, the COO, the franchise development team, how are they presented, and what kind of digital footprint do they have? Because those are, your prospects are wanting to know more than just what's the logo stands for and the culture, but who's behind the culture in the company?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, personal branding for franchise professionals is absolutely having a growing interest, so to speak, because there are so many CEOs and faces of the brand that are not doing all that they can do to really resonate with the candidates that are coming through, as well as the consumers that are putting faith and confidence in the brand, and it always comes back up to, one person or two people. They want to see who those people are. And, of course, when they do a Google search, they want to see, multiple search results, which, of course, mm-hmm. is so important, because we just named, 8 or 9 or 10 different social media, and we didn't even touch on Google+. And, of course, we know Google+ helps us get some search results on the front page. So, yeah, there's a lot of work that still needs to be done. I mean, we're really just scratching the surface, but it's exciting, and there's so much that can be done with the different technology in the digital space today.
Are you getting or do you see quite a few franchise system CEOs or other executives that really don't want to have a personal brand out there, and maybe they're a little shy about it, or they want to stay behind the scenes a little bit more? Is that a challenge for some of these brands?
I think it's a challenge because some of them are just scared of it and are scared of the unknown and don't know how to use it, and then never took the time to even try. And Deb works a lot with them and tries to move them along, and some do well and some don't. And I think at the bigger brands, I think you'll see a lot of times that the CEO of the really large brands kind of stays away from social media. Maybe it's because they're part of a public company or they feel they're in the limelight. But definitely for the younger emerging brands, where you're the face of the brand and oftentimes people will buy a franchise because of you and your vision, you
sure.
absolutely have to be on social media.
Yeah. Excellent. So after the audit, and after you take a look at all of this stuff and look under the hood of what all of these brands are doing, how do you report that back to them? Is it an ongoing thing? Do you have any sort of system to help them understand if they're doing well or not doing so well in some areas?
Well, one of the things we do is part of a bigger plan. It's almost a social media cleanup, so to speak. And part of that is actually getting on all the platforms, taking care of some of the broken links, trying to bolster up some activity on the site, starting to develop you know, community building with like brands that the target audience also favors, as well as, you know, looking at the customer review site, looking at the blog. So all that is part of an initial phase that we do in basically cleaning up and establishing a benchmark from which to move forward in. And part of that, of course, is going through the audit. And we look at 9 different, you know, social media, 6 of them being required, and 3, of course, are optional depending on the type of brand and industry segment they're in. And we give them a letter grade. It's a report card of sorts that ranges anywhere from A-plus to F. And we'll take it a step further and give them a quick snapshot why they got the grade in certain, you know, on certain platforms. And then we give them recommendations on some things they could do to move the needle as quickly as possible. But at the end of our audit, well, this initial phase, we also give them a strategic plan for social media for the next year, and we give them 4 options. And the options go from us handling it turnkey to working in a hybrid relationship, working with their team side by side, or, you know, another option is us coaching them on a weekly or biweekly basis, or the 4th option is just being available on an hourly basis on an as-need situation. So it really gives them a lot of different things. It gives them, it clears the playing field, it points out the problems, it helps incorporate new technologies such as with your company, you know, Monalto, because we recommend that in as a software, social media software management tool. And then it gives them, you know, a plan for the next year that they can either do on their own, or they could have it done for them, or something in between. So it gives them a lot of options. And since we launched Accelerated Digital Strategies just a couple of months ago, the interest has been tremendous, because we don't come at it from a marketing standpoint. Remember, we look at it from all standpoints, you know, how to use it for marketing, how to use it for support, how to use it for communications and education, and how to get franchisees, as well as, you know, the vendors and customers alike involved to truly build an online community.
Excellent. Outside of consumer marketing, you mentioned using social networks and all of your digital presence and digital assets for more franchise recruitment. What kind of trends are you seeing there? What seems to be working for some of the brands you're working with in recruiting new franchisees over social or other digital places these days?
Well, we have a little bit of a unique situation because we represent multiple brands, and we don't have to always just drive attention to a specific brand. So we do it on a very topical standpoint. For instance, on Facebook, because we have Franchise Expo South coming up, and we have a big 20 by 30 booth showcasing 6 brands at Franchise Expo South, and specifically because it's in Texas, we formed a Texas Franchises 411 page on Facebook, and we've been doing some Facebook marketing and driving a lot of traffic to it, gathering a lot of likes to the page, but putting a lot of information that's pertinent to somebody that might be interested in starting a business in the state of Texas. And so we're being very specific around a show. And, of course, then we're also sharing the brands that we'll be representing on that page, as well as, you know, doing a little bit of kind of advertising or promos, so to speak. But we're even beyond that. A big trend that we're seeing are millennials interested in entrepreneurship, and we have a millennials and entrepreneurship page. And we post things from the perspective of millennials and what they might be looking at as a career option or alternative down the road. And we have some others planned, such as seniors in entrepreneurship, minorities in entrepreneurship, veterans in entrepreneurship, as well as some other, you know, Facebook pages that also tie into Twitter to really get us our extended reach. But again, it's a well-thought-out plan. Deb and myself and Brendan and Jennifer and the rest of the team at Franchise Foundry you know, really work hard at, you know, creating this cross-platform multi-tiered effect that I've been talking about, you know, for years, and utilizing as much social media as possible and coming at it from different angles with different sub-strategies, you know, that are there for all the different, you know, candidate profiles that are out there. The problem that I've seen in the past is that, first of all, you know, coming out of the recession, it seems like everybody wants to target transitioning executives. I almost want to puke if I hear the word transitioning executive again. I mean, you know, they're out there, but they typically fall in some of the other groups as well. And, you know, if it's moms returning to the workforce, you know, I don't really call her somebody, you know, transitioning because she spent the year at home, you know, having a baby. You know, she's got a different focus now. So you have to focus in and attract that type of person by talking about what's important and what's pertinent, what's relevant to that individual. And then it might be, you know, seniors, you know, looking at an opportunity, not so much because they're transitioning as an executive, but because, you know what, they're healthy, they've already retired from one or two jobs, and now they want to do something for themselves to either, you know, keep busy or supplement their savings. And what I'm seeing even more of is, you know, helping their child or grandchild and getting into business with them. So just like a lot of these multi-generational homes that are popping up in California, we're starting to see multi-generational businesses. So to me, it is all about sub-strategies.
Uh-huh. That, you know, that's such a great point about the transitioning worker or the transitioning executive. That if you look at this economy over the past 6 years, I'd say about a third of America has been transitioning, and that's the nicest way we can put it. But but all of those people have different things they're interested in, and different things that that they might be interested in learning from whatever brand, and obviously lots of different types of content are going to be attractive to those people. So yeah, putting a third of the country into the same bucket with the same story and pitch probably isn't a very good idea. So I love that idea of the subgroups of you know, really targeting people with content and stories to share that you know are relevant to them. This is Social Geek Radio. I'm sorry, real quick, Paul. This is Social Geek Radio for anyone just joining us now, and our guest tonight is Paul Segretto, CEO of Franchise Foundry. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Paul.
I was going to say, you know, one of the rules that we have is, you know, posting 80% about what's, you know, informative and relevant to the target audience, and only 20% about, you know, our objective or about the brand. Most do it the opposite way, and it's just nothing but brand regurgitation. I mean, heck, how many times do you tell people what your specials are or what your hours are?
Yeah, right.
And I know you guys, and we've had this conversation how many times over the last couple of years, but it's still surprising to me that, you know, we have new brands coming in or businesses coming into social media still asking the same questions. And, you know, how often should I post and how much should I post about my brand? This is a trend that's just not going away. You know, how many years ago did you say, it's not going to last very long? Same conversation.
Yeah.
We're still talking about it.
Same questions. Yeah.
Same questions.
Same challenges keep coming up. I guess that's another question for you, Paul. Are there any new challenges that the brands you're talking to and the franchise systems you're talking to, are there any new challenges that you see coming their way this year in 2015 that you might want to really point out to some people that they should be on the lookout for?
Well, I think the biggest challenge that, you know, emerging brands have today is being such a tiny, tiny little guppy in a massive ocean. And how do they stand out or at least shoulder to shoulder with their, you know, competition? And, social media definitely can help that. You know, we're working with Max Out Strength Studios. We've helped transform their business from being a fitness studio to being a studio that builds mind, body, and soul for teens and young adults. And it we help develop a leadership and mentorship program. And the two co-founders, Matt Kubler and Jason Griggs, have done a fantastic job, you know, working with us for the last 14 or 15 months, transforming their business and really becoming, you know, almost, you know, celebrities, if you would, because they are really on the PR trail. They are have been interviewed for podcasts and radio shows. They have gotten very, very active on social media, you know, tweeting and posting and sharing. And really, they're starting to get noticed. And just think, you know, some years back when you didn't have this platform, this medium to work with, you were far behind. You had to go about it, you know, a different way. You had to flood the market with direct mail coupons just to get a presence. So today's day and age, the challenge is really how do you stand, you know, shoulder to shoulder with competition that's been there for a long time and is much bigger than you. And I think the key here, Jack, and I know we've got, you know, people from franchising and outside of franchising, marketers that are listening to this show trying to look for, you know, a tidbit of information here and there. And the thing is, the problem is they're looking at everything from a marketing standpoint. Everything is from an advertising, marketing, you know, standpoint without thinking about, you know what, this is all about community, because franchising is all about relationships and relationships. Mm-hmm. Foundation of building community, and that's the key.
And I think that's why, you know, we talk about franchise social media a lot, not franchise social media marketing, right?
Right.
Because social media is just prime for that relationship building, and I think we're just skimming the surface of that topic. Before we run out of time, I do want to mention that the Franchise Expo South is taking place in Houston, Texas, at the NRG Center, February 5th, 6th, and 7th. That's coming up in just a couple of weeks. If you're interested and you want to register, please go to franchiseexposouth.com or check it out on Facebook and lots of other places. But Paul, if people are interested in learning more about your services and maybe if they've got some questions on what you could help some franchise systems with, what's the best way for someone to reach out and connect with you?
Probably the easiest way is on Twitter, at Paul Segretta. We find that we do get a lot of people that contact us that way. It's easier than an email or anything like that. Just send a note, send a private message on Twitter, and we will respond quickly.
Excellent. And I would also say LinkedIn as well. You seem to be quite active there still.
Yes, absolutely.
I say sarcastically.
Yeah, I'm a little bit active there, a little bit active on Facebook. Deb has been pushing me to be more active on Google+. So, yeah, they pretty much could reach out to me or to Deb or to Franchise Foundry in a lot of different ways. And I'm even on the lookout for smoke signals.
Smoke signals?
I think, Paul, at last check, I think of all of my LinkedIn connections, you are number two of all of my LinkedIn connections of people who have the most LinkedIn connections. And number one, I believe, is the President of the United States. So,
okay.
So, well, thanks so much for joining us tonight. And we'll look forward to your discussion and panel at the Franchise Expo South coming up in Houston in just a couple of weeks. And again, it's at Paul Segretto on Twitter if you've got some more questions for Paul. And again, Paul, thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate
Thanks so much. Good night.
All right. Good night, everybody.